to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Rant EM Radio post show for the WWE pay per view Clash of Champions, the Raw exclusive pay per view. I am the Surfer, joined by Scott himself, Kid Human, and Mr. Hightower. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, good. Yo, there were no drops. I heard nothing. Just dead silence.
What are you talking about?
I didn't hear the rant intro. I didn't hear you play the song. I went to the chat room to hear it to make sure something was going on.
No, I played it. It was blaring loud. I don't know what happened.
Did you hear it, Hightower?
No, I didn't hear it. I had to go to check too and see to see if it was playing on the in the chat room.
That's kind of strange. Well, gentlemen, pay per views in the books. What do you think? Initial thoughts.
It was all right. I thought Backlash was a lot better. More into it.
I'm leaning that way myself.
I'm kind of leaning the way towards the Clash of Champions.
Well, one of the things I kind of felt was that there was no real energy in the audience tonight.
It was dead crowd.
I mean, at times they tried to get involved with the chants, but they didn't seem like they was excited at what they were watching, per se.
And yeah, the audience was kind of dull. And them damn CM Punk chants once the fuck again.
Oh, come on now. Pray to your God on another time. I don't have time for it. That's just them praying to the Son of God, CM Punk. But it's okay. I mean, you know, we don't judge people on their religion. And I didn't notice the chance, but yeah. Didn't he get the memo that he got his ass whipped last month?
That's why they chanted for him to come back.
All right, so if you're out there and you're listening live and you got Skype, you can join us. All you have to do is add me as a friend, SilverSurfer_forever, and I will add you to the call. We'll take your opinions on tonight's events.
Look at Surfer trying to build this friends list.
You know, I have
always
a catch. Well, that's the only way I can add you to the call. I mean,
I'm just busting your chops, man.
If you call and you're not a friend, it's gonna cut everybody else off and just take the new caller.
I know.
And I have a lot of people on my friends list on Skype, and none of them talk to me, so they're not really friends. So screw them. I don't need a friend anyway. You know, funny story, I finally lived my dream. So many years I was not invited to birthday parties. I finally got a chance to throw a birthday party and invited no one. So I'm happy. <That's>, I'm just kidding. I used to tell that joke to people that young people are not inviting me to your birthday party. So one day I'm going to have a birthday party. I'm not inviting none of y'all. It's just going to be me. So, and anyway, so, you know, we start off with the kickoff match, which was Stone Cold Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax. And Nia Jax put her ass whipping on.
Yeah, for the okay match to start off. Well, for the start off the kickoff show, okay match.
It was a one sided squash for the most part. The only difference was
she got some offense in.
Yeah. But the difference was it all took place in the ring. It wasn't one of those things where Nia Jax just like annihilated her up against the wall, took the victory.
Yeah, and I mean, did you expect anything less though?
And so I felt a tingle after watching her walk off with that evil look on her face. And Nia Jax, she's they're building it up slowly, so. What they do with her once they put the bet on, who knows?
Yeah, eventually she'll get the belt.
I think she'll probably get the belt this year.
No, I don't think she'll get it this year.
I don't know. She might get the big one.
She got to wait through Sasha and Bayley before she gets the belt.
I think she'll get the big belt treatment. Somebody has to have that belt in December. Have to have the women's belt in December.
Yeah, but if you give her the belt this early, and then you take her off her at some point, you've killed her mystique of being unbeatable.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, pay-per-view started, and it started off with the World Tag Team Champions. The New Day taking on the Club, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson.
And I knew that was going to fucking win. It's like why are they here? Just tell me why Carl and Luke here.
Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson put an early beat down on the New Day. But, you know, the numbers game took a factor near the end. And New Day got the advantage and came home with the victory. And the streak continues towards a record-breaking streak. And
how many days did Demolition hold the belts?
I think they say 429 or something like that. I don't remember. I know it's in the fours. And the New Day's not that far off of there. You know, give it another month or two.
Well, the reason I'm asking is I want to see something here. I want to see if I could find the number. Mm-hmm. Because if it's like 427, the next pay-per-view puts them over the mark.
Oh, okay. That's why they probably did it then.
And even Francesca took a beating tonight. Poor
friend. It was a good match though.
Yeah.
Big E, only you. I'm seriously thinking once this all over with, Big E gonna be the star out of that whole group.
Well, he should have been a star before this. I mean, the man has the physical abilities.
So athletic to be a big guy.
And you know, they haven't really used him as a beast on 1-on-1, but who knows? After this, maybe it's supposed to be a new era. So,
Kofi was a star. You know, he's been a star for a long time.
I don't think Gallows and Anderson is done because they're going to come out and probably try to beat down the New Day tomorrow on Raw and keep themselves in the title picture.
Yeah, I mean, they should put them in Hell in a Cell. They should just lock the cage.
Yeah, and then we got another title match. T.J. Perkins versus Brian Kendricks for the Cruiserweight Championship.
T.J. was so dead for this match.
Yeah, it's like the crowd didn't know what they was looking at.
They was kind of cheering for it. I heard a couple of cheers.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, most people probably didn't even watch the Cruiserweight Classic that were in that audience, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they probably don't even have the network or were just like, I'm not going to watch it. They watch, like, Raw and SmackDown, and it's because their kids do. But those guys went out there,
And they killed it. To me, it's like the match of the night.
T.J. Perkins. I mean, sorry, go ahead, fellas.
Kendrick fucked up that one spot in the corner, that neck breaker, but Perkins hit it and he didn't drop with him. He, like, dropped, like, 2 seconds later.
Still a good match. I think it was. A match. Even nobody with a channel, still a match of the night to me. Kendrick looking real good out there.
Well, Perkins came over with the victory, and then afterwards, you know, they went to go interview Perkins, and as soon as that happened, I knew something was going to go down. And then Brian Kendrick's, so-ass loser that he is, had to get a shot. So that's going to keep that feud going for a little bit.
I like Brian Kendrick's entrance, too.
Say that again now.
So I like his little entrance. Mm-hmm. I like it in his entrance. So
I like Perkins' entrance, like the video game. Felt like I was playing NES. Yeah,
I actually like that too.
Yeah, 8-bit video game.
Yep, you heard the coin drop in the machine. And yeah.
So, we'll see how the cruiserweight progresses. Like, if they're going to just come out and wrestle, or they're going to have some interesting storylines. That's going to be the question going forward.
Yeah, they need to have some storylines in there. But Raw, even, they don't seem too heavy on storylines for most of their stuff anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference.
No, I mean, they have some storyline, but with some wrestlers, it's just they come out and they do their thing and then it's over. Best of 7 series with the what do they call it? The rubber match?
Yeah.
Cesaro versus Sheamus. And, there was no real juice or excitement in this series at all.
Until this match.
And they tried to make up for it with this no contest. Having each guy not want to submit to the other and not get pinned to the point where they had to just force them apart and force Sheamus to the back of the arena, and he's like going on wanting to fight and tripping and slipping. And Cesaro's in the ring talking about come on. But I want to know, what the hell happened with that guy who got hit in the face? Like, was that real?
The security guard?
Yeah. That was the security guard?
Yeah.
So why wasn't they attending him when, like, all those officials and referees came down to check on those two?
Well,
and they're standing over the guy.
I know. But what happened was, I mean, you saw Cesaro take that fucking nasty bump when he landed on his head, right?
Oh, yeah, that was...
You know, and then when he went over the wall, he was like, when the ref checked on him, he's like, I can't feel my arm.
Oh, he said like, that? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, a few of us heard it. Like, he's like, I can't feel my arm, which is why I think they called the match.
That was the other arm, right? Not the hurt shoulder, but the other arm.
Right, where he landed on that side, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was a nasty fall to the floor.
And then Sheamus, I think he rocked Sheamus with that uppercut when Sheamus came off the top rope. Mm-hmm. Sheamus was breathing heavy, and then he went over the wall, and he just couldn't stand up anymore.
But Sheamus messed up. Sheamus should have caught him, and he didn't. And Cesaro was a human rocket hitting that floor.
And he landed right on his head.
And if you don't, you can't feel your arm, that might be way too serious. That could be career threatening.
Yep. But that's why I think they stopped the match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're gonna go to a best of 8.
If they could even go.
Oh.
You know, I mean, they're gonna have to take some time to settle that one.
I don't know.
Both guys were injured.
I don't know what Cesaro is doing moves like that. What a you know, he just came off shoulder injury, you know, this year, and he's
walking. Him around. And Sheamus was fucking crazy. You know, Sheamus is heavy hitting motherfucker. So
he walking around with tape on his back and tape on his shoulder. You know, at some point you have to change your wrestling style. You can be a high flyer, but once those injuries catch up to you, you got to change and become a mat wrestler.
But also at the same point, you put, like, who was saying it? Somebody was saying it's like, it's like you give your body to the other guy. You trust him with your body to do these moves, just like they're trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, they have to catch you. They have to make the attempt. They just can't whiff on that shit because look what could happen.
You saw Sheamus' hand try to go over there after the dude hit the floor.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, it's like you have to trust the guy and doing moves like that. And, you know, look at, I mean, in the Cruiserweight finals, TJ Perkins missed Grand Metallic and on a dive over the top rope. And that shit, you know, he landed flat on his back on the mats from 15 feet in the air. You got to trust these guys to catch you. They can't whiff. I mean, at least make the attempt to break it up a little bit, break your fall.
They got a commercial on the WWE Network for wrestling buddies or something.
Yeah, I see it.
With sound.
Ooh, 3 count crushes. But yeah, I mean, it was just a nasty spot, and you know, I'm glad, like, in the beginning, you know, Big E is, he can't be doing those middle rope dives like that either.
Oh, it's a bit better. So stop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so, I was like, is he going to do this? And then, like, Anderson kicked him. I was like, thank God, he just needs to stop that.
Even though it do look good, though.
Not when he lands on his head, though. He lands on his head more often than not. It's like Sasha Banks a few weeks ago. Remember when she went out, did that to Charlotte, and she landed right on her face and skidded across the floor?
This definitely was a pay-per-view where, you know, there was a lot of chances taken and people hitting the floor in nasty ways.
Yeah, there was another one in the next match.
We talking about
Jericho's Zayn match.
Yeah, Zayn fought Chris Jericho, and Jericho came out on top, but...
Which was a match.
It was, but Jericho botched a lot of stuff.
He did.
Especially that DDT through the ropes. He didn't catch him right and, you know, try to...
You know what? Or he was just probably off that night.
You can't, like, kinda... But being off can hurt somebody bad and end a career. You know? I mean, he went through... He's supposed to hold him up a little bit, but that just looked nasty, and they took a fall that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about these losses that Sami Zayn takes at the pay-per-views.
He gotta eat shit first for him to be a champion. He's just gonna have to do.
Ryback lost his pay-per-view record as shit, but he held belts. You know.
Yeah, he'll get there. Ryback was always hungry, so.
They building him up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what Zayn, since he came up, he's probably about 500 or maybe just under.
Well, he had this long feud with Kevin Owens, and he lost most of his matches against him.
Yeah, but a lot of those were on TV also.
No, I'm talking about the pay-per-views.
Yeah, I think he split with them.
I don't... I'm not sure about that, but you can look it up at some point.
Yeah, I mean, even Kevin Owens, he lost to Dean Ambrose how many times on a pay-per-view? Mm-hmm. You know?
Women's, sorry, go ahead.
Can you say they lost at WrestleMania? I mean, KO can because he lost his belt, but Zayn didn't lose, but he didn't win in the ladder match.
Yeah, I don't count those as wins and losses when you're in a multi-person match.
I counted if the champ loses, I counted as he lost the match. Cause
yeah, if you lose or you get the win, yeah, you can count that. But if you're one of the other people and you're not a part of the victory or the loss, I don't count it. I mean, yeah, technically you didn't win, but you didn't lose either.
Like Sasha didn't, well, as a segue to the next match, just like Sasha didn't lose tonight and she didn't win.
Right, so we had a women's championship up for grabs.
See that? That's like that. How was that match?
That was it was a damn good match.
It might have been one of the better ones tonight.
Yeah.
Basically, because it was a three-way match with Charlotte and Sasha and
Bailey.
It allowed each person to lay out the ring a lot while, you know, the other person took a beating to the third person. And, there wasn't many times where all three of them was in the ring. Like, somebody would get knocked out the ring, then the other two would go at it. And then one of them get knocked out the ring, the third person would come back in. And they just traded off. It was basically more of a one-on-one with the third person resting outside the ring through most of the match. Except for when, of course, when it came to pins. And then they prevented each other from the victory.
Yeah,
where do Charlotte goes from here?
Well, she still has to do a one-on-one with Sasha.
I think they should cut that out and let her go towards somebody else. Who's else in there?
No, like Sasha.
Nia Jax.
Sasha should get the belt back. I mean, that 1 month reign ain't bogus. The fans would rather have Sasha have the belt than Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte has no fans. Sasha's a more popular person.
But we need a good heel champion. Charlotte is the good heel champion right now.
Trust me. Sasha would turn her heel if she gets that belt.
You have Dana Brooke, and then Strong. You have Paige, who's on the DL. She should be coming back soon as well.
Is,
I've been
is
reading.
She coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and her ass back to get jobbed out. She's going to be
yeah,
a
guy. Yeah, I don't think they're going to treat her right when she gets back into the ring. So she'll probably be the next victim to Nia Jax.
And then who knows what they're going to do with Emma or what show she's going to go to because she was undrafted.
SmackDown.
SmackDown has 7 women. Raw has 5.
But they don't have a good heel.
I mean,
Alexa Bliss is Alexa Bliss. Yeah, she's an okay heel, but they need a strong.
Alexa Bliss is a heel. Natty. Carmella's a heel. Natty's a heel.
Natty's a fucking old woman that love cats. She ain't no fucking heel.
Dag, man, that ain't right. Calling. See, you know, Catwoman lives matter.
But she can still go. I mean.
Yeah, she can go, but she has no gimmick. This is just like her damn uncle. There's no gimmick.
She's there.
She's just there.
And, I mean, you got Nikki Bella that they could turn heel. You got Naomi they could turn
all
heel.
All those girls will turn heel at some point just if it means getting a title shot. I mean, yeah. There's no straight like baby faces.
Right, Nikki's getting her ass whooped. So I'm kind of liking how Nikki getting her ass whooped by this little small little girl. Carmella. Yeah.
Carmella, she definitely has a cheerleader body.
Oh, and then speaking of bodies, they also have Eva Marie, who knows when she's going to come
the queen.
That's the number one heel.
The queen.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's free to come back, but they might not put her on TV because she's going to go out in 2 weeks to film a movie.
Oh, okay.
She's in some movie with Nicolas, just filming a movie with Nicolas Cage.
Ooh,
good for her.
Is it WWE related?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but that's why they said that she might not be on TV right away.
Shit, if they notice her, she might be gone. Like The Rock.
She has no talent. The only movie company that should sign her is Brazzers.
Ass Parade.
You don't always have to have talent if you have the look they want to promote. So, sad but true. What was the next match?
Next match was Rusev Reigns.
Rusev Reigns, the only title change of the night. As Roman Reigns finally crawls out of the doghouse. Doesn't have to eat dog shit anymore.
They was into that match at the end.
Lana got kicked out.
Yeah, Lana got kicked out. They was really into that match. I was like jumping up and down for my boy Roman.
Yeah, the U.S. Championship now means the Uso Samoan Championship.
And Reigns got some let's go Reigns sucks chants.
Yeah. Let's go Roman sucks. They're warming up to him.
They just don't. The people that's screaming he sucks, they don't realize that pushes them to push him because he's getting more reaction than most people.
Yeah, but you still notice they're drowning out the boos when he comes in. They muted all the boos when he was walking down. They're still fucking with the audio on him.
And they should because this shit is getting old.
Yeah, man, that's your fam, ain't it? No.
Who?
Mr. Hightower.
What'd you say?
That's your fam, right?
Who?
Roman
Reigns.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm just sick and tired of them fucking keep just fucking. He is my fam. I'm sick and tired of them keep fucking booing him every fucking time. Get over it, goddamn.
Well, you know they need. It's just the crowd thinks they have to pick on someone, and they just don't. No, I don't care if he win or lose. They just think that they pushed him too hard. And I'm thinking, why should that matter to you? They thought he was the man. He's the man. I mean, let's see what he does now as U.S. champion. Can he keep a long reign with the belt? Because with the world title. He hasn't had any sustained runs in the three times he was champion.
Yeah, he did. He held it from December to, well, what do you have it? April till August.
April from August when?
He won it at WrestleMania from Triple H.
Right.
And when did he drop it?
Was it in August?
SummerSlam?
I think it was before SummerSlam.
No, Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank. So that was July. So right. He had it 3 months.
Yeah, but that's not a real long reign. I mean,
but he wasn't over. Oh no, I'm sorry. He lost it in. No, he lost it in June, didn't he?
Okay,
when he got suspended.
Like I said, he hasn't had a real sustained long reign yet.
Well, it's because he got suspended. That was his own fault. I mean, the first time he won it, Sheamus cashed in Money in the Bank.
Right, and then
the next time he won
lasted,
it was in,
that lasted what 5 minutes, right?
5:15, yeah, because they tried to get Sheamus over with the new 5:15 T-shirts, like all capitalized on the Austin 3:16.
That's what I know that you have your reasons, and that's good, but some of these fans just don't have they just boo him just to be booing this guy, like.
Right, because listen, we know the fans want to be part of the action.
Action, just leave the dude alone. Like, he is somewhat good sometimes. He ain't bad all the time.
He needs to expand. He's got John Cena syndrome. He gets beaten, hits five moves of doom, and that's it. And it's over.
But, you know, people say Cena only has five moves. That's all they let him. I'm not saying that's all they let him do, but... You know, with most wrestlers, they get into certain moves, and that's what they do. And Cena had his five. Orton does his same moves all the time. All the wrestlers do it.
Oh, look, Shawn Michaels had it, but it's...
Yeah.
It's like...
They step it up at the
pay-per-views, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's up to the WWE to make his run as U.S. champion interesting.
I think this time around it's going to be interesting.
Do you know what the worst part about it is? He's going to have to talk.
For the U.S. Championship? Not really.
Maybe he's going to have to cut some promos. He's going to have to cut more than he's been doing now. And you got to admit, it's his weak game. That's his weakness.
Maybe you ought to have open challenges like Cena did.
Yeah, just have open challenge. Yeah, that would be good. Roman's open challenge. Challenge.
I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the God. Come on down. Who's next? Then here comes Sami Zayn. He gets beat. Then here comes
Neville.
Neville.
And then who comes out? And they'll play it like they did the other one. And then who comes out? But the NXT, the former NXT champion. Samoa Joe, and he beats his ass.
Oh man, that's Samoan crime. Now, nobody wants to see that.
If Samoa versus Roman going over. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Roman gonna fucking whoop his ass in the back.
Joe will fucking be a Joe will turn cannibal on his ass. He'll eat him.
I know that. I just want to make people mad.
But no, I mean that would be. If that storyline happens, that's how they should play it out. Book it. Hashtag it and book it.
That'll be a good match between those two. I'd love to see those two fight against each other.
Yeah. After Joe loses to Nakamura in Canada, I think he's coming up.
How long before you think Nakamura comes up?
We got to see who's going to take the belt off of him.
And which show would he fit better on?
SmackDown. You heard me? When Vince died. That's what it comes up. He's not going to touch that championship. He might touch Universal Championship, but he ain't touching that World Championship.
I didn't ask when he's going to be champion. I asked when he's going to come up.
He's going to go to Raw.
No, I think he would go to SmackDown because that's where the better wrestling talent seems to be. Like,
and we got the KFC commercial again with The Miz fighting the Colonel.
You know, is that the only way Ziggler can beat The Miz is when he's fucking dressed in a chicken outfit?
It seems like it at this point.
There goes this, man. Disappointing.
Yeah.
What do you know about fried chicken?
Yeah, when the Miz sticks that chicken sandwich in that woman's face and she's like, "Eh."
They don't even show the whole commercial anymore. It's a cut down version.
I know.
And KFC got their sponsorship, and Mountain Dew got their sponsorship in tonight. Do the Dew. KFC and Mountain Dew. Is that a good combination? Because I can't stand Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not that bad.
I think Mountain Dew is vile and nasty. And I'm talking about the regular ones. Those energy drinks, they don't do me no good either. Oh, Big E still got the network on.
Yeah, he just got pulled out by Gallows.
Well, yeah, overall, I didn't think this pay-per-view lived up to the SmackDown one.
No.
Not that it was a stinker or it was terrible. But like I said, the crowd had no energy. Some of the matches had some slow points.
Yeah, some of them were lackluster.
You know, only one belt changed hands, and the non-title matches didn't really thrill me much either. What are they going to do?
We got one more match we haven't touched.
Yeah, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. For the Universal Championship. First time defended on a pay-per-view. And, of course, they started that match late. It was like 10:40. One show goes too short, and the other one goes long.
Well, somebody said it best where I was reading. This was one of the best episodes of Raw in years.
Yeah. It actually was.
You know, but so it was. I mean, your main event started like 10:40, 10:45. It went over by about 7 minutes. It was fucking Raw.
It was a glorified Raw.
There was a lot of back and forth. They tried to, you know, make it seem intense with outside fight.
It was okay. Jericho was funny. If you heard Jericho, that's my best friend.
I think the little nods to Ring of Honor were great in it when he's like, "You're gonna fade to black. You're gonna fade into black. You get it? Ha ha." Because
he saw that sucking side he did.
Yeah.
The crowd.
In Ring of.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, in Ring of Honor, Seth Rollins was known as Tyler Black, so he kept saying, "You're gonna fade into black. Ha ha. Get it."
The crowd tried to insert themselves into the match when Kevin Owens did that bomb into the table.
The senton, yeah.
Yeah. And then they're going to try to chant, "This is awesome." I mean, does it take going through a table to get you excited about a match? That's sad.
Pretty much. That's pretty much. I mean, look at, that's the loudest the crowd was.
Yeah.
The whole night.
And they was in Indianapolis, Indiana?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Colts jerseys. And
that one guy in the Mets jersey kept trying to get the crowd going, but it just wouldn't.
And I have to say, on a personal note, man, JoJo looking hot as hell in that dress. Oh, JoJo.
Yeah. She got that ledge on the back, man.
She walking around looking that good for such a small woman with all those big sweaty men. I feel bad for her. I don't feel safe for her.
You know, she can always just put on a big frumpy dress and you never know.
Well, she freaking lucked out because everybody ahead of her left for one reason or another. And now she's the last one standing as the ring announcer for Raw.
Yep.
And good for her. It was a couple years ago, she was just a rookie on Total Divas, and now she's a part of the big show, and her counterpart coming off suspension. Good for you, Eva Marie.
Yeah.
Your dad would be proud. Yeah, Backlash was better, Joshy. We got Joshy in the
chat room.
Chat room, sorry. Pastor Sadell. Phil, how you doing, Phil? I hope everything is good with you today. He said he was going to try to call in, but I guess he can't, and we understand.
Yeah, well, you don't got to... I don't know if he has Skype on his phone.
Yeah. At Clown Rage, who called in earlier and then didn't stay long and wants to snipe at people in the chat room. Good job, Rage. Good job. Stanley Cuba, that's from early. He can't be still in the chat room.
Nah, he probably left it open.
Yeah. They got 5 anonymous users, but we probably got more listening on TuneIn and Stitcher and so on and so forth. Where's Drew at? I thought Drew would have something to say. I guess he's somewhere where there's no civilization. So, Mr. Anders from the Matrix.
Never saw it.
You never saw the Matrix?
I saw the first one like 20 years ago.
Oh, that's all you need to see because the next two sucked.
I hated it. I thought it was garbage.
You didn't like The Matrix? Wow, okay, well, I wouldn't force you to liking it. I thought it was good. But those sequels, horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. You know. So where do you think we go from here? What's going to happen at Hell in a Cell?
Who's doing Hell in a Cell?
Raw.
I guess the Undertaker should go ahead and return.
Wait, what? The next pay per view is SmackDowns though.
Yeah, but the next one.
No Mercy. Right.
Yeah, no Mercy.
Well, we're on a Raw pay per view. What's going to happen at their next pay per view?
Well, let's see. Is Kevin Owens ready for a Hell in a Cell match?
He's going to have Brock to be.
Brock on Raw, right?
Yes.
No, Brock. Yeah, Brock's on Raw.
Against who? Another match against Randy Orton?
Hell no.
Then who?
Against The Undertaker. Fuck it.
Come on now.
Drag The Undertaker back up.
We already had that match. We don't need it again.
I say you put Brock against Roman in the Hell in a Cell.
For the United States title? That's a waste.
Brock will laugh at that shit.
That is a waste.
Trash can.
You're taking the title off Roman Reigns.
Brock against Roman. Book it.
Brock against Kevin Owens. Book that. And Kevin Owens go over.
If he's going to fight for a title in Hell in a Cell, why would he take on Owens?
Well, because he hasn't earned a title shot.
He's supposed to be Brock Lesnar. He's supposed to be Brock Lesnar. He's supposed to be always ready for a title shot.
I don't know who's going to go. I mean, do you think Rollins was like those injuries, like his leg and his ribs were cells, or just was that real?
I don't know. We'll find out, won't we?
In that match, he's too damn. He need to be careful. I think I see what Bret Hart fucking means. Be fucking careful, dude. Stop trying to be fucking just hella athletic. Like, fucking put some work on the ground wrestling. Do something. You know how to ground wrestle. Yeah. Something.
Where was Triple H in all this? This was a golden opportunity for him to stick his nose into the match.
Stick that long nose into. Hey, I don't know, man. He'll probably show up tomorrow.
But
because you saw Stephanie smirk, so let's see what happened tomorrow with
that whole backstage thing where they telling both wrestlers they proud of him. It just seemed disingenuous. And they both called him out on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, well, Kevin Owens, he's great. He's like probably your best worker right now, all around, in ring, on the mic.
One of the best.
I really thought Kevin Owens was going to do one of those heel things trying to walk off with the belt. But that's what he did early on as champion. Like, he would just say, oh, screw this. I don't need this.
So it was hella funny, this Jericho. Raise my best friend's hand. Raise his head.
Dag, man. Get off the man's jock, Jericho.
But it's funny. Funny as hell.
And you know, Jericho's just buttering up to betray him.
Well, the real plan with Balor as champion was to have Jericho, Balor, and Owens in Hell in a Cell triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
So do they go Rollins, Owens, and Jericho? inside the three triple threat?
No, have Rollins and just Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Either way, I think it'll work, but I don't see Rollins getting that back anytime soon. I think it's, you know, going to be all on Owens for a while, probably till Mania.
Yeah, he'll hold it till Mania. Until, but who will go against him in Mania, though?
See, the one thing is right now, trying to book Mania main event is going to be a little rough because how are they going to do the Rumble? If somebody from SmackDown wins, do they have to go after the SmackDown belt, or can they choose? Or can, you know, if, like, say Chris Jericho wins, can he go after AJ Styles?
That's what probably might happen.
If John Cena wins, can he go after Kevin Owens? You know what I'm saying? Just putting that out there.
What have they done in the past when they had the brand split?
They let him switch. Let him go. Because remember Edge went after the Undertaker?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the Undertaker went after Edge? One of those two. But those two switched shows.
All right. If it worked before, it can work again.
No. Another thing is with the brand split with Money in the Bank, do you go back to two matches or do you go back to one and let the guy go wherever he wants to go?
Two. You do two matches. People would like the whole two match deal. And I wouldn't mind if Money in the Bank, they did like a three or four and then like, you know, for the mid-card titles or something.
No, I like the way it is. You know, because TNA tried that with Feast of Fire, where there were four briefcases. One was for the TNA title, one was tag team, one was X Division, and the other one you got fired.
Yeah. So, I've seen a couple of those matches. Somebody got fired and wasn't even in the match.
Yeah, Velvet Sky. Yep. And then, you know, the other times that Christopher Daniels got fired, and then he came back as Curry Man. And Suicide.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, nobody called in. You know, I don't have no friends. But that's okay. Still chugging on with this show here, the post show. We'll be on for another, like, 15 minutes. So, I don't know what to look forward to tomorrow. I mean, they need to make up a lot for what they did tonight. And I don't think they're up to the task, to be honest.
They're not. This night about to be this is the debate. So tomorrow in the football game, so it's about to be.
Well, they're not gonna have. This is not gonna be a lot of people watching Raw tomorrow because the debate. Yeah, everybody wants to see if Trump gonna make an ass of himself.
Why not Clinton too? He's gonna bury her.
Listen, she might not have a good debate, but she's not gonna make a fool of herself. Trump could. He could have a good debate, or he can make himself look like a fool.
He's a good talker.
I don't like either one of them as a candidate, but I will never vote for Hillary. Never.
He's a good talker.
Well, debate's tomorrow on I think it's MSNBC at 9:00.
Hey,
they're expecting 100 million people to watch the debate. It might be on NBC too. I'm not sure.
I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'll be at work actually. But did you hear about what CBS in Denver found with an investigation?
What?
Voter fraud. There was fucking dead people voting in the last election.
That voter fraud thing is just bogus. I mean,
it's a credible source. I mean, big city. Listen, CBS.
One party cries voter fraud, and then when they look closely at the real voter fraud, is that one party doing the voter fraud?
Oh.
And
I mean, I just think it's interesting because this is like going back to 2009 that they found it where people were dead and they were casting votes.
That shit been happening.
And, you know, one side wins and always the losing side always claim they were cheated. And then they try to pass these bogus laws to prevent people from voting.
They didn't have nobody against Obama. The last one, who was it? John McCain?
No, the last one was Mitt Romney.
Romney, yeah. Who the what? No, Romney. Are you guys serious? No, he wasn't gonna win. Now, if you would have had Jeb Bush in there, then we would have been talking.
Low energy Jeb. From,
yep.
They're kicking me out. Boy. They're kicking me out. I love when
what you should have had in there was fucking Giuliani.
Oh, that no, hell no, that clown.
Hell, this fucking clown.
Look, I don't want to get in down the track of politics because that could end friendship. So
yeah, let's talk religion instead.
No, we don't need to talk religion. That causes wars. I'd rather talk women. Three dudes talk about the conquest of women. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, this I don't know what's going on. I think the Finn Balor injury really messed up Raw's plans for a lot of things, and they haven't recovered as far as what they want to do.
It's been 6 weeks. You should have recovered.
But I'm saying, like, Owens having a belt, they you know, it may be a good fit, but I don't think they were ready for that.
And then kind of good.
And then now you're exhausting. Who's gonna, who you know your cue as to who goes up against who? Like they still have.
I don't think that because it shouldn't. One injury should not affect your entire card and your entire show.
So yeah,
you know, it should have been. I can understand it throwing your title picture into a little bit of a disarray, but you should have sorted it out by now in 6 weeks. I mean, this is their first pay per view since SummerSlam, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it should have been sorted out. You should have...
Go ahead.
I was saying, you had your tournament, you put people where they needed to be, and you should fix it.
And the thing is that everybody thought, Steph Rollins not turning face. He has to turn face now. I know it. This is a blessing in disguise. We're going to get the Bullet Club. We're going to get the club with Finn Balor. Finn Balor has to come back here. Especially if, like, Seth Rollins really gets over as a babyface.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time. Back
as a heel. Not as a face. You have to come back as a heel. Mm-hmm. And that's when we might get the club. So that's a slow burn. That's what I'm thinking that's going to happen. When he comes back.
Well, Rollins began his journey of becoming a face when he came down and helped out Roman Reigns in the steel cage.
Yeah,
actually, it was when Stephanie, when he, you know, was in a room with him, when she told him, like, you're just, you know, maybe my husband was tired of you ruining his reputation. That was pretty much 100% right there.
That's just Stephanie being a beehive. That's all.
Yeah, but. It's what his face turn was. It was like that was a separation of him and the authority.
Mm-hmm. We still need an explanation from Triple H, though. Like, that's the one of the things about Triple H. He'll show up and do something, and then we don't hear from him for months to what was he thinking or why he did it. And then they leave Stephanie holding the bag and trying to act like she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty big swerve when it finally comes out to what's going on.
And poor Mick what Foley.
If it's Mick Foley behind this shit. Foley and Triple H.
That would be interesting. Everybody's looking at it. It was Steph and Triple H, and it was really Mick Foley and Triple H.
Come on. Foley's supposed to have
think
integrity.
About this. When he did it, the first thing he did was when he came out of the ring was look Mick Foley dead in the eye, like, and then he looked at Steph and walked off.
Yeah, because he looked Foley now, because he looked at him like I kicked your ass many days of the week.
Yeah, that's true, but you know it could have been like done. My job here is done. You know, like I held up my end.
He belted up his end. Yeah, I can see
you. You know.
I can see that and make Mick Foley be here and make Stephanie finally be a fucking face.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to tween
it. Well, Stephanie turned 40 today. Well, yesterday now.
Wait, wasn't she like 19 when she first showed up in Raw?
She might have been a little bit younger than that.
She's been around for over 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're doing the invasion angle with her right now. Mm-hmm. And she just turned 25 in that.
The invasion?
The invasion, yeah, she was 25. That was
15. When her was dating?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was so when she got married with the whole angle with Triple H and her and Angle, yeah. That was before that. So she would, because Angle still had his hair. So she was probably about 20 when she appeared on TV at first.
Because when she first really had that storyline, when The Undertaker was about to bury her,
yeah,
he kidnapped her and stuff like that. How old was she? Like 18, huh?
Yeah, she still looked damn good back then.
Oh no! Yeah,
she was a little thin as a board when she first showed up. Yeah. But you know, with like the enhancements she got,
the DX Express bus. That's when she was looking bad to me.
I think she looked best on the invasion angle when she first got the boob job.
Yeah.
She did. When she got that, she got too much. She had to get those reduced after a while.
Yeah. So Jericho kept ragging on her for months about them.
Mm-hmm.
So is Shane McMahon staying in the company now?
I think so.
I think so too.
I mean, they wouldn't have made him like put him in charge like this if he wasn't.
So what you think he doing in the back? Like what you think he doing now?
Fucking the girls. I don't
know. No, I'm talking about like what? Okay, you got the CEO Triple H, like. I wonder what position they
He's
they
the gave. Commissioner of SmackDown.
No, I'm talking about like the actual
in the office.
In the office,
principal owner, just like Stephanie.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's
going on about that? Yeah, you know when he left, he still had his shares. So
yeah,
like, I think he
never. He never.
But
sold
his shares own. Are minuscule. He owns something like 0.7% of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Point like 0.07%. He doesn't own that much. Neither does Stephanie, and neither does Linda. Actually,
well,
I think Triple H owns more than they do combined.
They'll get their shares when Vince kicked the
bucket.
Oh
yeah, Vince owns 48%. He's majority.
You know what? I think Vince is handing Triple H the company.
Yeah,
I don't think he gonna hand it to an actual wrestler.
Look, I mean, you could hand it to Stephanie, but Triple H is going to run this shit. You know, I could own the company and say, Hightower, run it for me. But I wouldn't do that because you'd probably run it in the ground, right? No, I'm kidding.
But even as a principal owner, you know, he can be released from his position as CEO because he does have to answer to the board. And he does have a contract.
Yeah. Yeah, he can. You know, I mean, there's no question, but what can you do? I mean, that would be the best thing to do, even though Stephanie's running it. She could be CEO, and then Triple H is just running the day-to-day operations like he's doing now.
This girl,
I mean,
sorry,
he's kicking.
Quick.
He crushed it with NXT.
This
he's
girl
crushing
got,
it.
This girl that got in the ring at the end of this Perkins match, who was she?
Kathy Kelly.
She looked odd just now. I don't know what it was about her. And Brian Kendrick just showed he's a sore loser.
Yep. But yeah, Triple H he's showed how he could run it with NXT, and you know he did the whole CWC thing, which was.
But some people think Triple H, it ain't Triple H that's doing it. Like some shows I listen to, like. Say that it's not Triple H, it's the people that he got around him. No, it's Triple H and the people he got around him.
You gotta put the right people around you.
Yeah. Triple H got good ideas. I don't care what nobody say. Shit, he would damn near put everybody over too.
Yeah. But I mean, just think about it. What he's bringing into NXT is gonna be his when he takes over the main roster.
Well, he's been infusing these shows with fresh faces and talent. You know, people complained for years there was nobody, and he's changed that in the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, just look, they just raided NXT for the draft, and look how he's restocked it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got Bobby Roode, you got Nakamura, you got all these people coming in, and now coming up, there's going to be a new faction. The women's division in NXT is a little light, but they got a lot of rookies. They took too many out in the draft. You know, between Carmella, Bliss, Nia Jax, and now Bayley's up. I mean, Bayley had to come up, but they took too many out.
Yeah, pretty much. So, fellas, are y'all ready for a little trivia? Because I want to play a trivia game with y'all. It's a simple game. The game is, I will give you a day of the week, and I will call on one of you. All you have to do is tell me the five programming that's going to play on this network on that day. Simple enough, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're playing trivia plugs?
Yes. Okay. See, Scott, I'm starting with you. So, Scott, your day is Tuesday. Tell me the five programming that's going to be on Rant EM Radio on Tuesday, this coming up this week.
You're going to have Tony C and AA hosting the rant at 8 p.m., and I do believe there's the prank call special afterwards.
Good job. Point for you. Mr. Hightower, what's coming on Wednesday?
Dumbstick Ninjas. I think it will be a recorded episode, and I do not know what time, 7 or 8.
Actually, they'll always record it, but it'll be a replay.
I give you a point for that. Thursday night, again, Mr. Hightower.
You rant and wrestling. I do not know what time.
It's 9 p.m. You only get a half a point. All right, Scott, I'm giving you the easiest question of the night. What comes on Friday night?
This Friday night at 6 p.m., special start time is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. At 8 p.m., join myself and Phil for the Ring of Honor All-Star Extravaganza 8 pre-show, and join us at midnight thereabouts for the post-show.
All right, so this is for the win. First one that can answer this will get the victory. Who's coming on Saturday night?
That's William Morgan with the Wrestling Call-In Show with his co-host, Mr. Hightower, at 11 p.m.
Oh, Mr. Hightower, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You didn't answer that question first. You have lost.
Mr. Announcer.
Yes.
You forgot next Sunday with the comic book show with yourself.
I'm taking that point. Because that is the finest show here on Rant EM Radio every Sunday at 5 p.m. The What Are You Reading comic book show. We are the reason why this entertainment and rant EM Radio. So come back and enjoy comic books and listen to wrestling the rest of the week and pop culture on Wednesdays. So, gentlemen, thank you for playing the game with me. Actually, we're all winners because we get to listen to good programming here on Rant EM Radio, along with you people out there in the studio audience. Y'all get to go home with episodes from Rant EM Radio. You get an episode. You get an episode. Josh, you get an episode. Pastor Seidel, everyone in the chat room, you can take home an episode.
God damn it, and I wanted a fucking case of turtle wax.
That's a consolation prize. All right, so final thoughts.
Just looking forward to the next pay-per-view in 2 weeks at No Mercy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, go from there.
I'm looking forward, actually, to Survivor Series, one of the big four pay-per-views.
Yeah, but you got to get through these to set it up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass. No, I'm not going to pass No Mercy. I think I'm going to pass on Hell in the Cell. I don't know yet.
I'm going to watch them. I always will, even though they're probably, if it's, you know. I mean, look, could it be any worse than this year's WrestleMania?
I'm looking forward to getting some sleep tonight, but I'm kind of leaning towards Raw putting on a better pay-per-view in the coming month.
They need to.
I don't want one show.
What
to...
is this glowing Sheamus?
Well, that's just, you know, a body that light is going to glow.
But yeah,
and it's funny. Like he looks like a light bright on TV. When you see him in person, he doesn't look that light.
Really?
Yeah. It is crazy. Like these lights just make him look like milk white, but in person does not look that white.
No. Oh well. Yeah, but definitely looking forward to getting some sleep. I got to pull double duty at work the next 4 days.
Well, man, I'm trying to fight a cold. So, now that we've got this out of the way for Mr. Hightower and Scott, I'm the Surfer. Thank you for joining us at this pay-per-view post-show. Come back on Tuesday for the rant, and we'll be here in 2 weeks for No Mercy, right?
Yes.
No Mercy, October, yeah.
October 9th.
I don't know who's going to be hosting it, but it'll be somebody. Either me, Bobby, or Double A, or Phil, or someone. Just, it's all good. Anyway, so everybody say goodnight so I can play the go-out music.
Good night. If we could hear it, good night.
Well, let's see.